So Be'ez Hashem learned Dav Mem Vav and Masech Shavuos. Some of the topics we learn about include Ve'elu Nishbo'in Benoitlin. The Mishnah lists various cases where the Rabbanan transfer the oath from the defendant to the claimant. Hasacher, when there is a dispute between a hired worker and his employer, the worker swears that he was not yet paid and collects his wages. The Gemara discusses several cases including Umen Oimer Shtayim Ketzatzili V'alo Oimer Liketzatzti L'chol Achas. The worker claims that they agreed to a fee of 2 sela, while the employer claims that they agreed to a fee of 1 sela. Or, omaloi lischar tichmi elim if the employer claims he never hired him. Nigzel, a victim of the theft, swears and collects, and the Gemara explains, betoyi noi kelim anetolim tachas knafav. The witnesses observed him taking utensils, but he hid them under his clothing, and so they cannot see if he took one or two. The Gemara also discusses Ru'u Shehitman Kelim Tachas Knafav V'yatza V'amar L'kuchen Heim B'yadi. If someone was observed hiding utensils underneath his clothing and leaving another person's house, whether he's believed to claim that he purchased them. Nechbal, a victim of assault, swears and collects. Chashad Al Shvua, if we suspect that the defendant might swear falsely, we transfer the oath to the claimant. The Gemara lists P'sula D'Raisa. Those who are disqualified from swearing min ha-Torah since they previously swore falsely, and besul drabanan, those who are disqualified from swearing midrabanan.